1. History. Raymond Brown hears the sound of laughter. He puts down his book and looks out the window. Here they come now, children of the ancient ones, the hewers of wood, the cutters of cane, barreling down the sidewalk on their huffies and schwins. Little legs pumping over fat rubber tires, brakes squealing as they pull into the drive, standing on tiptoes as they straddle their bikes and stare at the house with their mouths hanging open. Just like before. Some of them he still recognizes. He made out with that girl's sister in the 7th grade, played basketball with that boy's uncle in high school. This one was all right until his brother joined the army. That one was okay until her daddy went to jail. And you see that girl in the back? The chubby one standing by the curb next to the brand new Schwinn? She hasn't been the same since the invasion of Grenada 9 years ago in 1983. The Spice Island. When the Marines landed, she was 3 years old, living in St. George's near the medical clinic with her mother, the doctor, and Aunt Ruby, the nurse. The power went off, the hospital plunging into blue darkness while machine gunfire cackled in the distance like a bag of Jiffy Pop bubbling up on a stove. "Oh, no," Aunt Ruby said, "just like before." It's all there, in the book on his lap. Colonizers fanning out across the Atlantic like a hurricane, not exactly hungry, but looking for spice. They claimed the land. They built the plantations. They filled the Americas up with slaves. Sugar kept the workers happy, distracted them from grief. And 400 years later, you have your military invasions and McDonald's Happy Meals, your ho-hos and preemptive strikes, your Oreos and Reaganomics, your Cap'n Crunch, and Kool-Aid. These kids can't get enough of it. They sit in the driveway, they shift in their seats, they grip the plastic streamers affixed to their handlebars. One of them kicks a kickstand and steps forward, fingers curled into a small tight fist as he knocks on the kitchen door. "Flip lady, you in there?" Just like before. They roamed the entire earth in search of spice. So why not here? Why not now? "Flip lady, you home? It's me, Calvin." For the past few weeks, they've been coming almost every day. Raymond closes the curtain. He shakes his head and turns towards the darkness of the back bedroom.
"Mama, it's those fucking kids again."
2. The squeak of old mattress coils, a single bang of a headboard against a bedroom wall. The flip lady wheels herself upright, sets her feet on the floor, sits on the edge of her bed and stares at the chipped polish on her left big toe. She stands up, reaches for her slippers, straightens out her green house dress, and walks out the bedroom door. The flip lady shuffles into the living room where her 19-year-old son, Raymond, sits on a low couch reading. Long brown body hunched forward, elbows resting on his knees as he peers at the page of the book on his lap. In an instant, his life flashes through her mind in a series of fractured images, like a VHS tape on rewind. She sees him at 16, face hidden behind a comic book, then at 7, when his feet barely touched the floor. And before that, as a chubby toddler, gripping the cushions with fat, meaty fists, laughing as he hoisted himself onto the couch. Without breaking her stride, and for want of anything else to say, she mutters, "I see you reading," and passes into the kitchen.